Hey, hello?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, LeVar, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the NBA panel.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know, hey, doing the same thing everybody else is doing, just chilling. They won't let us go nowhere.
Yeah, I know. I just crave you right now. I'm glad that you and your family.
Lockdown.
I know. I'm glad you and your family safe for doing this crazy times. Crazy right now. So, Baby B has relaunched, man. Congratulations on that. Tell us about the good things that's about to come.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. You know, we just going to get bigger and better as we're doing it. Like I keep telling everybody, they like to call it a relaunch. I said, we ain't never left.
Right.
You know, building a better team around it and having things done the right way. Usually, sometimes when you start off with something, you're going to have a few mistakes here and there. But if you want to grow, you got to make a big change. And that's what I've done. I've corrected my team around me. And guess what? We're moving at a good flow right now.
Exactly. So it's about some of the new products you guys are coming out.
Say again?
Something about some of the new products you guys are coming out.
Yeah, we got new things coming out, man, as far as different designs, different hats, different warm-ups. I created a spot that's also in Europe, too. So now we're worldwide, man. You know, and I got a high premium collection I'm about to have. And it's just good having a lot of good folks around you with a good aura, understanding the business, but also understanding, like, okay, we can get better material. We can get better at this. And it helps when it's a group.
Right.
And everybody's collectively moving in the right way. As opposed to one guy trying to be shiesty, you know.
You
learn these things, but it's okay. That's why I never sit back and talk about it. I just let you say, you know what, we're just going to go forward and be positive about what we got going on. Like I said, the brand is true on the fact that it's a family brand, so my boys are always going to be with me.
Right.
They're always going to be family. But that's what people don't understand. It's like, oh, leaving a brand, they will never leave a brand. It's a family brand. So like I said, with all the new products we got coming out, we got new things coming out every few weeks. It's just a great feeling.
Right. Yeah. Anyone that has been following you since 2016, your original launch, should know you're not. BBB isn't going anywhere. It only gets stronger.
Right. Yeah.
It only gets stronger. So all three.
People don't see, man. It's gonna grow as we grow. You know, it's a new brand. Like I said, like I like to tell people, it's like. You know, the other brands been around for a long time, and some of these young kids that's just in the social era, they want their own brand. They don't want to be with Wayne and Jordan's or the other, you know, shoes that people wore back in the day. They wait to see, whoa, I want to wear the new shoe, which is like the Mellows or the G3s or the Wild and Flatten. You know, so that's all they're looking for is something new, and we're going to provide that.
I know you're going to.
Speaking of the ball era, baby.
Yes, sir. Lonzo has made a transition from the Lakers to New Orleans, and he has stepped his game up. His game has always evolved, but he's playing so more free now. His vision is getting better on the court. Can you speak on Lonzo's transition to New Orleans?
No, here's the thing. Lonzo's been playing like that all his life. Ain't nothing changed. There's only one thing that has changed, and let me make you guys understand this. And it's like this. He's still a professional.
Right.
And the only thing that changed was the coaching.
Now, coaching was holding him back.
What he does, now everybody's like, oh, Lonzo's playing someone. No, Lonzo always play like that. The coach got to believe in him, though.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Lonzo, whatever you put in, he's not going to complain. He's not going to say, he's going to let you do it. The same thing with Alvin Gentry, put him on the bench.
Right.
Talking about we need more for the second unit. That's the craziest thing in the world to do. I told Alvin, I said, I'm going to tell you one thing, man. I ain't trying to be bullish or nothing. But my son is not a role player. He's not a role player. You will not get the best out of Lonzo bringing him off the bench. He's always been a leader. Let him lead, and I guarantee you, in 35, 40 minutes, you're guaranteed to get more victories than losses.
Right.
What he does is he makes everybody better. And when you let him keep the form of the game, keep the foot on his throat, you're going to get a lot of victories.
Yeah, his points and his assists are up this year. And he's found a new.
Give him the ball and run, and he will put it on the money for you. Just run. He's like, which is so cool. He know he got a lot of scores on that team. He said, it's up to me just to give him the ball.
Yes, yes. Ingram, Zion. They have a great young core.
Great young core, man. But they got great players who can play the game.
Right.
And when they understand this, keep that ball moving. And like I said, Lonzo, he creates a style of play.
Right.
Which is get rid of the ball quick. And, hey, if you don't have a shot pass, don't sit there and dance with it.
Yeah. It's obvious Lonzo can play with anybody. Can you speak on his chemistry with Zion? They got together on the court quickly, and they're like showtime every time them two are on the court together.
Well, here's the thing. You just don't anybody that's athletic or strong. He's like, if you're in front of him, I'm going to give it to you in the post. If you're
okay.
out running to him, I'm going to put it to the rim.
Right.
It ain't that hard. All you got to do is take off and run and do your job, and I'll do my job.
Right.
It was very easy for him. If you remember when Lonzo played, he played at Chino Hills, man. We had a guy like that, Eli.
Okay.
You know, Scott used to run and jump. So now you got 2.0. You got want to jump higher and stronger than Zion.
Yeah, Nancy Lieberman was on the NBA panel previously, and she spoke highly of Lonzo, his work ethic, his game, how it's grown. How does it make you feel when people recognize the hard work Lonzo is putting in?
All right, John, sorry you lost LeVar really quick there. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm back.
We back?
Yeah. Okay, I was saying Nancy Lieberman was on an NBA panel previously, and she spoke highly of Lonzo because she covers the Pelicans. She spoke on his work ethic, his game. She says he loves his work ethic. He's one of the hardest workers on the team. How does it make you feel when people recognize the hard work Lonzo's been putting in?
It don't make me feel no different because I already know my boy's work ethic. He can't get where he's at without a work ethic.
Right.
And that's one thing my boys can do. His work ethic is unbelievable. Because if you really look at it, man, how do you come out of Chino Hills?
Right.
You got everything, man. Most of the guys with all this talent, man, they come from a lower income neighborhood.
You're in the hungry.
You got to have a drive within yourself. If you already got everything, what are you working for? My boys are trying to be the best players in the world. They ain't trying to say, yo, I need to do this so I can make a lot of money.
Right.
If you have to make money doing something that you love to do, more power to you. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, as far as my boys, it's very hard to come out of here. Like I said, you don't go to Beverly Hills or Thousand Oaks looking for no players. But they're not hungry. And everybody like to say that because my boys ain't looking like they need something. And it's like, wow, these guys got all the money and shows and all this, and they still out there practicing and shooting and hooping. Yeah. If I don't put that in them from day one, I don't have to push them.
Right.
I help you push my boys. I lead them. I got to push you. That means one day you don't want to do something, and now I'm like, oh, come on, we need to do this. No. If you don't have it within yourself to be the best player in the world, it's for you. It's for
true.
You.
Right,
they're going to have that work ethic, man. It's just like, man, they're going to work no matter what. That's why I said, man, if my boys ever, when they do, all three of them get on the same team, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
They're not going to hold they're not going to hold the team hostage.
Right.
What I mean by that, they're not going to say, you know what, give me $250 million, I'm not playing. All three of my boys will be like, oh, we're getting our money, but check it out. Use the other extra money that we don't want
to
get some more players. That way you don't have one guy holding the whole team hostage because you got to pay one guy all his money. All my boys just keep winning. They'll get together and sacrifice and make so much money off the court with their other endeavors that they won't even worry about the little change they get in playing NBA ball. They don't want them to lose. I'm telling you, when three get together, it's a wrap.
LaMelo, he went to Australia and put the world on notice. Put up 17 points per game or 12 games for his injury. Now he's talking about his top pick, 1 through 4.
Yeah, one. He will be one.
He will be one.
Hey, they can say what they want. Everybody trying to – who want their number one pick, guess what they saying now, so they can try to get it. Oh, we're not going to pick him because his father. He's not getting it. If we get the first pick, we ain't getting it. I like to see that. I want to see what team is going to have that first pick and be like, you know what? I don't want to put no players in the seat. He ain't a superstar. I don't want that. I don't want to fill up my arena.
Yeah, You got to take the best player available. And apparently, you want to be.
Like I explained to people, you're going to take whoever is the most, okay, you're going to take whoever people notice most recognizable player. That's why Allen was first. You know, and then the next one, you're going to take the best guard. That's why Ja Morant was the best guard in the draft.
Right.
You got that. And Melo, he got both of them. Best guard and the most recognizable worldwide.
Yeah, his size, his court vision is crazy.
Everything. And the boy been a superstar all his life. He's always one of them dudes, just like when he was over there in Australia. He sold out all them places he went.
Yeah.
And people said, see, he was doing this. His little 17 points and a little 7 rebounds, whatever, that's easy. That's nothing. He was doing that in the JBA against world teams, and folks was like, oh, but it's his father's league, it's the JBA, there's no competition. Yeah, okay, you can say what you want, but I know what we was playing over there and what he was doing to them. Putting up 40s and 30s, triple-doubles. That's why people was shocked when he did 2 or 3 of them in a row, like, whoa. Can't believe that he was doing that all the time. You let him loose and do his thing? That coach over there had to start believing in him. Like, okay, Aaron Brooks is hurt. Now I got to rely on this 18-year-old from America. Oh, he never did that before. Now look what's going on with the Hawks. Shoot. They need the NBL to save them. They're about to just drown.
Right.
most viewed team losing with Melo on that thing. That's what that boy does, though. Everybody saw it.
Very true. You spoke Lonzo to the Lakers in 2017. What's your pick for LaMelo? Where you see him going at? Where would you want him to go?
I think Melo gonna end up with the Knicks, man.
With the Knicks.
The Knicks had so much bad luck all the time, and they right there to get the number one pick. And I think this year they're gonna end up getting that number one pick and kill two birds with one stone. What I mean by that, go ahead and take Melo number one. Knicks did something. Guess what? They don't need a player. They need a culture change. And the coaching chain has to be this. You get Melo, you're going to get Jello.
Okay.
You get Melo, you're going to get Jello. And folks going to be like, oh, my God. And then it won't be long before Lonzo's there. And then the triple B stands for the ball boys on Broadway.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes, and Jello just got his way. He got the G League contract offered, which he will get back underway once the league gets underway, and he'll start putting his mark on the league.
I always told Jello this, man. Whatever they do, you know, with the G League or whatever goes on, that's not when he's going to get his opportunity. His opportunity is whenever Melo gets drafted and they have summer league, Jello goes to the same summer league and plays with him. Everybody will see the chemistry and be like, oh, my God.
Gotcha. You understand?
This is crazy.
Yes.
That boy can score that ball. Everywhere he went, he's been the number one scorer. I mean, since he was playing AAU ball, since he went to high school, wherever he went, Lithuania, JBA, all that. He was always the highest scorer. Even when he came back to the JBA and played with Melo, Melo had lost a couple of games, and then Jello started playing with the JBA. I don't care what league you're in. You average 50, you a cold sucker.
Right.
That means that boy can put that ball in the hole. And playing with the right point guard, that's why I told people, I guarantee he can leave the league in scoring within 3 years. Because he can post up, he got mid-range, he shoot good free throws, and he got a deadly clip from that three-point line.
Right. Definitely. With the league being business-oriented, like, I mean, Lonzo's learning. Like, he got treated because the Lakers wanted basically LeBron instead of start over with him. Like, how do you let your sons know to keep in mind that it's business first and not to take it personal if they get traded? Like,
well, my boys don't take it personal. They just want to play basketball. They don't care who it's with. So they're not going to be like, oh, my God. But you're going to look at it like this. You should have never got rid of me.
Right.
That's why. That's the mentality I teach my boys to have. Like, okay, we'll see how this goes. And like I said, you don't even have to pick yourself up. Just turn it up to another level and make them understand, like, yo, you could have did the same thing. Just let me free and let me do what I do and watch what I do. That's what I was telling you. And if we get this goddamn 1-8 matchup, the Lakers is going to lose to New Orleans. And my son in revenge mode, I guarantee you're going to lose.
I want to see that 1-8. That'll be.
Everybody want to see that. And it happened back when Dallas was playing Golden State. And the years go by and the same thing presents itself. It's got to happen again. And guess what? This is the year to do it. It's be the biggest, most watched playoff game ever. New Orleans versus the Lakers? Oh, my God. And that's what they don't understand. LeBron going to have pressure on him he ain't never had before. Not that Cleveland pressure, that L.A. pressure.
Right.
L.A. pressure, different, boy. Don't lose a game and watch it happen. You better win. If my son loses, it's no big deal. But if he wins, boy, they're going to come down on your head so hard. Man, he's got the perfect record. So my boys ain't got nothing to lose. Ain't no pressure on them like that. That pressure on that, that's what I'm telling you. That pressure different, boy. They're on the free throw line when it's game seven. And he missed. We go down, hit a three-point, and it's game over. Can you go home? You can't go home. You better find it somewhere else to go.
Exactly. 2016, you just came onto the scene, made your own lane. What advice would you give someone that wanted to start their own business that was looking at you as a blueprint?
Hey, looking at me as a blueprint, man, here's the thing. It was already known in Chino Hills and out here doing little bitty things. You gotta be young. You got to start. People think I just popped on the scene. Was like, oh, here he is.
Yeah.
My boys was like, Mello was in kindergarten. Jello was in the second grade. And Alonzo was in the third grade.
Right.
We were playing junior high teams, beating them 80 to 40. They couldn't get to 80. We were getting to 80s playing so fast, shoot more shots. So that's when the boys were super special. And folks were like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we just stayed in our neighborhood, and people knew about us like that. And then in the AAU scene, when Mello turned 11,
right,
he was playing on 17U. Zoe was controlling the 17U at 14. So you got to go say, man, I got to see these three brothers play, man. This dude 13, 14 years old, 11 playing against 17U.
Yeah.
It just see what they do, I got to see it. So now when they get to high school, guess what? Now they put all the wins and losses in the paper. That's when it counts.
Right.
So you, to start anything, you have to have a following. You
can't
just be like, you know what, I'm just going to try to do this. No, so what makes you try to do that and make people want to, what makes people want to be involved with what you got going on?
Right.
You can't just be like, I'm just going to do this because I make the stuff look easy, man. They say it's a better chance of you winning the lotto than making it to the NBA. And
that's
here, I don't want to talk three times. How does that happen?
You stay creative to existence, man.
Yeah, so it's like, man, I put the work in with these boys, and it's like, if Jello didn't do what he did, he would have been a top pick, too. That's what I try to tell folks.
Right.
He just went a different way, and it made us do something different, which
is,
I take it like this when I told Jello about getting them glasses. I said, well, you know, that wasn't the right thing to do, but actually, you took one for the team. Because I wouldn't have seen you guys out of the, I would just let you go to UCLA, be a top pick, let Mello go, be a top pick. I wouldn't have never snatched y'all out of school. I wouldn't have snatched Mello out early. He wouldn't have been this good on the fact that I just let him go to routine, high school, college, as opposed to being 16. Let's go across the water, play against these grown men. Let me create the GPA. Let me get my own water. Let me start thinking differently. And that's where we at now. So it's crazy. So if Mello never would have did that, we would have just went to regular play. And I think Mello's situation was better on the fact that he got to concentrate strictly on basketball at 16. He didn't have to worry about no term papers, science project, no history test. That boy was just balling. So now everybody's like, oh, that's why he's going to be the best one. Look at all the experience he's getting. He oversees just waking up playing against talent at 16, 17. Then I do the world tour with the JBA. He ain't playing them against grown men. We go to 15 countries. So now when he comes through the Drew League, he said, I already played against these grown folks. This is easy.
True.
You know, Australia, I've been there, done that. This is nothing to me. And now he's number one pick.
Yeah, I can't wait for this NBA draft, man. Yes, this coronavirus has everything on hold right now. How much do you think it's going to affect the NBA draft? And what do you think it'll make them do?
It ain't going to affect the draft, no way. These people already got who they're going to get. They try to fool you, man. Let me tell you this. They don't wait till the last minute to say, you know what, I think you ought to draft this guy. They done did their homework. Where's the full stuff in the chat? But they want to make it like the coronavirus is causing everything. But they know who they're getting. I mean, if you don't do your homework like that, you got to go. If you don't know who you're talking about, you're a little late on the game.
Right. Very true. Very true. LeVar, thank you so much for joining me again on NBA panel. Congratulations,
man,
again.
Welcome,
congratulations on your relaunch. On the BBB getting stronger, not a relaunch.
Right.
Getting stronger.
Yes. Come to go to that Big Baller Brand, Inc. Get their merch. That's what they're going to get, that fresh stuff. Tell them you ain't got to have no coronavirus to press no buttons to get your merch.
LeVar, I didn't forget it in the future of you, though. Thank you so much for joining me again.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man. It's fun chatting with you.
All right. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
Thank
Bye.
You. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, that was one and only LeVar Ball rejoining the NBA panel. Catch you next week.